Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Greg Weir, entrepreneur, television producer, and author of More Than Just Luck, a powerful memoir exposing the real story behind building a business empire, navigating betrayal, and uncovering shocking truths from inside high-level business and entertainment circles. And Mr. Weir, we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today. So I understand that you've built and rebuilt multi-million dollar companies. What was the lowest moment in your career, if you don't mind me asking, and what practical steps did you take to climb back out?
Probably the lowest moments was being in a partnership back in the mid-90s. Early on in my career, teamed up with a couple individuals that I thought was going to be, you know, as ethical and honest and hardworking as I was, and they ended up just the opposite. One ended up stealing from the company, tried to murder me in a lake one time, and the other one got off into the criminal element of drug dealing. So quickly, early on in my first launch of a business, I ended up with two bad actors. So got away from them and went off on my own for a number of years. And it was kind of like the learning lesson of partnerships probably aren't a good idea for anybody, quite honestly, because I think over time, people's life changes. Families come, kids come, financial obligations, all those type of things. And if you think you're going to share the money, but you don't share the time, so you're sharing a third or half your wealth or whatever, and others not putting it down, there's not much you can do. There's not a whole lot you can do about it. Once you sign the dotted line and your corporation or an LLC or whatever, there's nothing you can do. You're stuck. And unless you have some kind of in your bylaws that allow for contributions or whatever, most don't. And there's simple bylaws. You're screwed. So you just kind of got to start all over again. The only way to get out is start new companies and start, start from scratch. And then, of course, along the way comes the legal battles. If they don't like the way it was done, they'll hire an attorney, and then you got to hire an attorney, and that's time wasted in court. But anyhow, make a long story short, I came out on top. I was very fortunate, and that happened in 96. By, 2001, I'm on top of the world, and I sold my first company at age 40 years old in 2005 for several million dollars. And I was a sole owner. But
certainly a lot of truth in what you just shared with us, and a lot to learn from that horrible, horrible experience. But it certainly shows you can get back up on top, and you did turn it around for sure. Really appreciate your sharing that from a personal standpoint, obviously experience as well. Now, in More Than Just Luck, you challenge the idea that success is random. So what are three controllable behaviors that separate sustained success from short-term wins?
Well, I think a lot of people, they don't think long-term. People live for today. People don't typically realize that over the course of 1, 5, 10, or 15 years, they can build a fortune. But unfortunately, most people live above their means. Thus, when they do get a windfall of cash at any level, they spend it. And then there's always a rainy day. So nobody has a rainy day. So that's, I'm not so sure it answers your question, but that kind of sums up the entire thing, because people in a business, you have to invest money into it. You may make a dollar, but you got to put 90 cents back in the company, because your long-term payout, you have to have the end somewhere. You want to retire, the earlier the better. You got to have a lot of money to do that. And the only way you're going to get a lot of money is when you sell your company. If you don't sell your company, you'll always just become an employee. And so many people stop short because they don't, they don't grasp that concept. They don't realize that age 40 comes right away, 50, 60, and before you know it, you don't have the energy level you once had. You don't have anything to keep you going. So that kind of breaks the barriers down. And you know, it's, I don't know if there's three to talk about. That really is the biggest one, if that makes any sense at all.
It certainly does make all the sense in the world. And the key part about that that brought my attention to what you had to say is how the energy level does decrease as you get older. That is certainly the truth right there. Now, understand also you've operated in high-pressure industries like security investigations, commercial real estate, music and television production. How do you make tough decisions when millions of dollars and reputations are on the line? Talk to us about that, if you would.
Well, I just recently did a podcast myself a couple days ago. And I'll go back to one guy we just recently did back in 2022. It was a gentleman from 50 days, 50 states. And, you know, I knew what it took to get to that next level. At that time, we were talking to the Netflix, trying to get a series going on, but his stuff wasn't that spicy. And I had about $600,000 into the project. And he just wasn't willing to go. He wanted to keep it kind of Christian, very above board type thing. And so I walked away with a $600,000 investment. Contract still in hand if he was to blow up. But interesting enough, in the last couple weeks, he figured out on his own, he's got to get spicy. And unfortunately, he got picked up for a DUI. And then some of the girls came out and he crossed the line. You know, you got to know when to get out. If you stick around something too long, it's okay to fail. A lot of people in business just don't understand that we're not always going to win. It's the same thing in the music business. You know, we put out records where we shipped 250,000 and the next guy didn't ship any. You got to know when to get out. If it isn't there, it isn't there. You can't try to make something happen out of nothing. And a lot of people do that. They stick around, they invest their lifetime, their time. And a lot of people don't value their time. And then they wake up a year or two or three or 4 years later in significant debt and there's no way out. And, you know, you got to make each one. So I guess my best advice to anybody is know when you've had enough. Know when to sell. Get yourself an exit plan, but realize you're never going to capitalize at the end. Commercial real estate, I built a building one time for $500,000. I got an offer. It wasn't really for sale, for $3.2 million. Okay. Could I got more? Maybe. But at the same time, I put up $500,000. I got $3.2 million. Why would I say no to that? So you got to know when to sell it. Don't be greedy. You know, they say greed kills, and I believe that. Make your money. Go to something else. That's what I always try to do. Diversify. If you diversify and you put your eggs in other baskets, not the same baskets, you have a bigger chance to make more money and be more successful. It's kind of like I always tell people, you throw darts. If you have a bullseye, would you rather throw 50 darts to hit it or one dart? I prefer 50 darts. I got a better shot at 50 versus one. And people typically fall in love with themselves or the project. They're so enamored with it or enamored with themselves. They just lose sight of the focus. And the focus is making money. And a lot of people are ashamed to say, I make money. Well, you shouldn't be. They'll tell you, oh, I'm comfortable. I got a nice house. Oh, I got a nice car. No, you have to have 10 cars or 20 cars or a bigger house. But, you know, some people just lie to themselves and you have to be honest to yourself.
A lot of great advice from that one response. Really do appreciate that and some of the analogies as well. I couldn't have said it any better. Thank you so much. We're speaking with Greg Weir, entrepreneur, television producer, and author of More Than Just Luck, a powerful memoir exposing the real story behind building a business empire, navigating betrayal, and uncovering shocking truths from inside high-level business and entertainment circles. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, you've seen firsthand how loyalty, partnerships, and internal culture can either build an empire or destroy it. What should business owners watch for before it's too late?
Well, you had a good word there, loyalty. You cannot do it by yourself. You have to surround yourself with great people. Great people will build your business. But you also got to watch out for the bad actors. Most people, unfortunately, are complacent and lazy, and they lie. So when you have those ingredients and you're trying to deal on top of the table and somebody's deceiving you or whatever, you got to look at your people. And again, it's kind of like they had a saying or a statement out a long time ago called the dead horse theory. So a lot of business owners will just, you know, make an excuse for an employee or do whatever, and they'll just hire more and more people. When if they just took the action and got rid of the person and tried to give people more talent, you'd be more successful. So you've got to look at and know when, if you're riding with them. On the other side of the coin, money don't buy loyalty. I would take loyalty over talent any day. People you want to go to war with, someone that's got your back. There's value in that. Some people, you can get enamored with yourself, but the truth is, if a person is extremely talented or he's further in his education, most likely he has other dreams and ambitions. His life's going to change. If you met him young, he's going to get married and have kids. He's probably going to move on. And you just got to know that, you know, surround yourself with loyal people. I was very fortunate in my bigger business. I had the same 23 people for 20 plus years. And that was the values of that company. I would love to say I built it, but I couldn't have done without those people. And I think a lot of people miss that. I call it, believe your own press release. Business owners, most or some, are so egotistical. They so love themselves. They think you have all the answers, when most likely the people that got you there have more answers than you. And they're the ones that are going to get it done for you. And I always, you know, I value people more than I do anything else. I'd rather give the money away to people than put it in the bank myself, because we'll make more money together. But if I'm greedy or I'm stupid or make bad decisions, then most likely it's not going to work for anybody. So, you know, loyalty, I think, supersedes anything.
It certainly does. And a great point made right there. And you've lived from experience as well in that regard. Now, what's one hard truth entrepreneurs don't want to hear but need to hear if they truly want to scale?
It's like telling somebody their baby's ugly. Nobody wants to hear it. You got to be honest with you got to be honest with yourself. And when people give you advice, take it. If they tell you your baby's ugly, in other words, your business sucks, or you're not doing this right, or you're not doing that right, listen to them. Get rid of your ego. Put it in your pocket. Forget about it. Because egos don't pay the bills and egos don't make money. We don't all have all the answers all the time. Listen to people. Listen to them. Listen to other people that are successful. You know, listen to people. I'm not going to listen to anybody that's broke. I have no desire in my life. If you have nothing going for yourself and you have nothing in the bank and you're driving a hoopty and whatever you're doing, I'm not going to listen to you. Most likely you're high a failure, but I do like winners. And winners aren't necessarily defined by how much money you have or how big your house is. It's just somebody dedicated that's been consistent in business, that's kept a crew around and makes a decent living and all around good person. And those people are the ones that will give you good advice. And stay away from the animals per se, the bad actors, because those guys, most people don't have their best interests. You'd be surprised that if you took the 100 people in your circle, if you failed tomorrow, 85 of them would clap like, man, I knew he'd fail. That weird guy, he's just horrible, or I knew it was going to happen. So you just got to know, you got to know the people you surround yourself with probably aren't your true leaders. They probably aren't, but that's okay. In our world of hip-hop music, we always call them haters. And haters exist. There's nothing we can do about it.
Some real-life stuff shared here today, folks. Can't thank you enough for spending a moment with us here today, Mr. Weir, and a truckload of takeaways given and sprinkled throughout this interview today as well. And before we conclude and just tapping into the well just a little bit further, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to hit on as we conclude today?
I would say for anybody that wants to hear the stories, they're fun, they're eccentric, they're entertaining, they're real, they're raw. It's big names, big Hollywood producers, a lot of big companies. Buy my book, More Than Just Luck. It's on Audible, Amazon, Kindle, and on my website, gregweir.com. It's a good read. It's worth the buy. And if you listen and you learn, you'll probably be glad you spent the $20.
And I would say so. And of course, listeners, you can pick up that same link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, it is gregweir.com. Mr. Weir, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me and have a great day.
And you're more than welcome. And you too. Again, we've been speaking with Greg Weir, entrepreneur, television producer, and author of More Than Just Luck, a powerful memoir exposing the real story behind building a business empire, navigating betrayal, and uncovering shocking truths from inside high-level business and entertainment circles. And again, for further details, visit gregweir.com. And that wraps up another episode of Enterprise Radio. We hope you enjoyed the conversation as much as we did. If you have any thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, We'd love to hear from you. And remember, you can always catch up on previous episodes at epodcastnetwork.com and stay connected with us on social media. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and X at ePodcast Network to join the EPN community. And a big thank you to our guest today, Greg Weir, for sharing his wisdom and experiences. And of course, thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. Your support means everything to us. And before we say goodbye, don't forget to subscribe at ePodcastNetwork.com or wherever you get your podcast. Rate and leave a review. Your feedback helps us improve and brings more amazing content to your ears. And a quick reminder that new episodes go out every day. So, and until next time, this is Eric Dye signing off from Enterprise Radio. Take care, and we'll catch you on the airwaves real soon.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.